Chapter 5 On the Trail. Sophie and Manu had been spying for nearly an hour. Their walkie-talkie had switched on once, but it had just been Uncle Mike checking in. They hadn't heard any more mysterious voices. They hadn't spotted any aliens. They'd only heard sheep bleating and birds chirping. They tried to get Possum to pick up a scent, but the old dog was more interested in snoozing than sniffing out clues. Suddenly, Manu stopped walking. "Hey, look!" He pointed to a shape in the dirt. "Pass the magnifying glass." Sophie got it out of her backpack. Manu took it and crouched down. "Check this out." There was a footprint in the dust. A proper clue. "I'll write it in our spy log," said Sophie. She took out her notebook and wrote on a fresh page. Clues. 1. Footprint in forest. Near second marker post. She marked it on the map. Manu looked through the magnifying glass. The shoe had left a zigzag print in the dirt. Something about it looked familiar. "Uh-oh," Manu said. He stood up and pressed his shoe into the ground next to the footprint. His sneaker left the exact same zigzag pattern. Sophie groaned. "It's your footprint." She scribbled over her writing, then stuffed the notebook back into her bag. "Now we're back to zero clues." Manu groaned. "No, not again." "That's probably why we haven't found anything," Sophie said grumpily. "Spies need to be silent and stealthy. They need to creep and sneak. They can't go around making loud, weird noises." "It's not my fault," Manu replied. "If you were better at scaring me, the hiccups might have stopped." "I tried," Sophie said, "but there's nothing really scary to scare you with." She looked around, then bent down and picked up a stick. "Look out! A snake!" She waggled the stick at Manu, who just laughed. "See? It might be scary if there were real snakes around here, but there aren't. There's nothing scary at all." Possum was staring at the stick in Sophie's hand. She made a hopeful whining sound. "She wants you to throw the snake," Manu said. "I mean, the stick." "Do you want this girl?" Sophie held the stick up. Possum gave a small, excited bark. 1, 2, 3! Sophie hurled the stick down the slope. Possum chased after it. She bounded over a tree stump and kept on running. Manu stared at the tree stump. Something about it looked odd to him. "Hey, where's my hoodie?" He pointed to the stump. "I left it there when we were playing hide and seek this morning." Sophie shrugged. "You must have taken it back to the house." "I'm sure I didn't," Manu replied. "Someone's stolen it. Maybe it was the same people we heard before." Just then, Possum came trotting back up the slope with the stick in her mouth. "Good girl. Bring it here." Possum dropped the stick at Manu's feet. He picked it up and pulled a face. "Yuck! Dog slobber." He raised the stick to throw it. But Possum wasn't watching Manu anymore. Her eyes were fixed on something behind him. She gave a short bark. Manu turned to look, but he couldn't see anything. "What is it, Possum?" Possum's ears pricked up. She began to creep past Manu and Sophie. "She's seen something," Manu whispered. "Probably just a weka," Sophie said. "We've seen them up here before." Manu liked weka. They were such cheeky birds. Sometimes they stole things they found lying around. He remembered an adventure with a weka last time he had stayed at Sophie's house. "A weka couldn't drag my hoodie away, could it?" "Shh," Sophie hushed. She pointed up the slope. Possum had frozen in the middle of the track. She didn't blink or move a muscle. "Stay, Possum," said Sophie. She walked up the hill and stood next to the dog. "Don't worry," she said to Manu. "If a weka runs out, she won't chase it. Mum's trained her not to." "What if it isn't a weka?" asked Manu nervously. Just then, Possum gave a low growl. The bushes beside the track rustled. Sophie and Manu looked at each other. They moved closer, expecting a weka to dart out at any second. Instead, they saw four eyes staring back at them.